Got a lot of news to talk about with our reporter Amanda Faring today, but first, quick shout out to the people who make this County 10 podcast possible, like Rendezvous Dental at 312 North 8th West, Dr. Crane, Dr. Sackett, accepting new patients now, and they are really good with kids, too. So get the whole family a teeth cleaning or a checkup. Rendezvous Dental, again, they're moving into that new facility at North 8th West and Sunset very soon. That's going to be awesome, but they're currently at 312 North 8th West in Riverton. Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique has some new deals on troll bead jewelry, and they should be getting some spring lines of fashion in very soon. Go see Janet and the great crew at 258 Main Street. That's Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique in Lander. Wyoming Department of Transportation reminds you, if you're going out this weekend, please don't drink and drive. Get a sober driver every single time. Come up with a game plan before you go out. DUIs cost you financially. You could go to jail. They could cost you a job, and even worse, they could cost you or someone else their life. Don't drink and drive, thanks to YDOT. County 10 Podcast brought to you by the Shoshone Rose Hotel and Casino. Great rooms just outside of Lander, 24-hour-a-day gaming fun, and some hot seat giveaways in the month of February to look forward to. Also, the show brought to you by Elevate Rehab, Hand and Orthopedic Physical Therapy, two certified hand therapists, the only two in Lander, Michelle Mazur and Laura Varner. Also, they've got services that treat conditions affecting the entire body from Dr. Ryan Flatt and Dr. Stephen Elmer. They accept all insurance at Elevate Rehab, Hand and Orthopedic Physical Therapy, 4th and Main in Lander.
This is the County 10 Podcast. News, sports, events, and conversations for the people who call Fremont County home. From the Porter's 10Cast studio, here's Jared Anderson.
It is the County 10 Podcast, Friday edition of the podcast, and we, first of all, hope you are enjoying the new format of the County 10 Podcast, a little bit different. As I have promised, though, we're still going to do these long-form interviews, and once a week, we are going to try to catch up with our reporter, Amanda Faring. It just really depends on how busy you are, and like I said, sometimes you're in Dubois, and sometimes you're in Lander and Shoshone, but luckily, you're here in our studio today, so I was able to snag you for a few minutes. Amanda, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Jared?
Doing good. It's been cold this week. I know you got a good frozen photo. What was that? The Wind River this morning?
Yeah, I snapped that yesterday. It was pretty great.
Yeah.
Really cold.
Yeah, my truck said negative 12, I think, pulling in here this morning. Yeah. And I know Ron Howard on our Facebook page said it was negative 17 in Arapahoe this morning. Dang. So it has been frosty.
Chilly.
Yeah. Luckily, we're in for a little warm-up this weekend. And I talked to John Farrelly, the Sage West CEO, the other day, who is from California and doesn't really believe me that spring is on the way. It's coming. It's going to get to 50, but then it's going to snow again, and then it'll get to 50 again, and that's how our spring goes. But it's coming, hopefully, very soon.
Fingers crossed.
Yes. Boy, county10.com has had so many stories over the last few days, and it's hard to know where to jump into this, but I think one of the things that I found most interesting was that the chairman of the FCC, this is a person who works regularly on the East Coast in the DC area, the chairman of the FCC spent some time in Wyoming and a lot of time here in Fremont County. What was he doing?
Yeah, so the chairman of the FCC, Ajit Pai, along with some policy advisors, came to visit the Wind River Reservation last week and check out the broadband project that Wind River Internet has been working on since, I believe it was in August or 1st of September, right in there, so not too long. But they've been working on this broadband project to connect basically over 800 houses and businesses on the Wind River Reservation with high-speed internet. And the reason they can do this in such a rural area is because they received an FCC Connect America Fund, Phase 2, of $4.1 million. So it's going to be a decade's worth of getting this connectivity on the reservation. But it was really cool to have the chairman visit. We got to chat a little bit with Wind River Internet executive manager Patrick Lawson about it, and he was just saying that it's really uncommon for the chairman to visit projects like this, but he can now kind of share an example or use this as an example for what can be done with this funding in the rural areas. So it was really cool. But yeah, he spent a day here last week visiting, touring the different places, Ethity, Fort Washakie, Arapaho, all those different connectivity places. And he actually shared a nice little video on his Twitter page that we embedded into the post there. So check it out. You can see more photos there at county10.com. It was really cool to have him here.
Yeah, this is a huge deal for the chairman to come out here to rural Wyoming. And I think a huge deal that this is happening as well. And I think maybe people don't understand on the surface how much it means necessarily, but for education purposes and business purposes, I think it's really interesting what's happening there. So follow along with that, and we'll maybe have some updates in the next few weeks and months from Wind River Internet as well. This is also very cool. Lander Valley High School is recognized for closing the gender gap in AP computer science principles.
Yeah, so LVHS has earned the College Board AP Computer Science Female Diversity Award, and that's for achieving high female representation in AP Computer Science principals. So it's super exciting for Lander Valley High School and the community in general, so that's excited to see where this goes in the future.
Definitely. Then we move on to this next story at county10.com, and this is a little bit more of a statewide interest story, but it's definitely worth following because the reaction has been crazy. It's been very controversial, but mountain goat removal begins today, I guess, Friday the 21st, in areas around Grand Teton National Park. This has been a hotly contested issue that now, I believe it's the National Park System, is moving forward with.
Yep, correct. So a little bit earlier this year, or it may have been actually in December, the National Park Service announced their plan to move forward with removing the non-native mountain goats from the Teton Range. I guess there's about 100 is what they're reporting. And the plan for that is, they said, both lethal and non-lethal. Unclear as to exactly what the non-lethal version is. However, they did note that it's going to be helicopter-based lethal removal efforts, and those were initiated today in parts of Grand Teton there. The County 10 article does tell you exactly where those areas are. So essentially, my understanding is the mountain goats carry some kind of bacteria that gives pneumonia to the bighorn sheep, which are the native to that area. Mm-hmm. And so then they're causing the decline in bighorn sheep. But yeah, so it's been hotly contested. I know the Wyoming Game and Fish put out an article as well that we shared earlier, calling for a more of a hunt type thing to raise money and just do a tag draw for those as well. But yesterday, the National Park Service announced that they're going to move forward with this lethal helicopter-based removal, and then the non-lethal, which is not clarified in the post from them. But yeah, so it's been hotly contested for sure, and lots of concern has been raised about it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, an interesting back and forth, and I would say a lot of frustration from a few different sides involved in that story.
Absolutely.
So feel free to weigh in with your opinions too. We always love that on our Facebook page, and we ask that you try to keep them a little bit constructive before it goes too off the rails. But we love feedback no matter what side of any of these things you're on. We just want the conversation to happen there. Sad story in Riverton that we covered this week, but luckily no injuries in a house fire near Smith Road in Riverton.
Yes. Yeah, so on February 19th around 8 a.m., Riverton Fire Department, Riverton PD, and Fremont County Sheriff's Office were all responding to a structure fire on Sapphire Drive here in Riverton. The house was a total loss, the Riverton Fire Chief Henry DeClercq shared. It was accidental, and the one occupant was able to evacuate without any incident. So it's great to hear that they were able to get out. Unfortunately, though, it was a total loss of their their house.
Yeah, so. Definitely thoughts with the person there that lost their house, and hopefully we can maybe share some details down the road if there's anything the community can do to help out that person involved. But again, the really good news is they were able to escape unharmed. So, I sure learned my lesson on this one. Mountain lions, when they're together, are called a pride and not a pack. But if you want to see a mountain lion pride moving together near Jackson Hole House, check out the video that's gone viral at county10.com. There's at least six mountain lions together that were captured on a nest cam at a house there, and they're all traveling together. And people who know a lot more about mountain lions than I do say this is a couple of female mountain lions with their young, their kids. I don't know what the adjective for mountain lion young is, and I'm going to get in trouble again there. But it's mountain lions all traveling together, and they're known for being kind of solo travelers. So to see them all together in a pride, is unique. Check out that video at county10.com and feel free to weigh in. But just know before you criticize me for calling them a pack that I have learned my lesson on that one. You were at the Fremont County Commissioners meeting on Tuesday, I believe one of the items was about the Fremont County Detention Center there.
Yes, yep, absolutely. So that's been a bit of an interesting topic over the last few months. Every month, for those of you who don't know, Sheriff Ryan Lee from the Fremont County Sheriff's Office shares a monthly update with the Fremont County Commissioners. And for the last few months, he's been sharing that the Fremont County Detention Center is overcrowded, and it's happening enough that they have to actually send those in custody two different out-of-county detention centers, and that's actually costing quite a bit of money and putting them over budget in that area of contractual services. One of the responses to that has been to retrofit essentially the beds in there in the Fremont County Detention Center, and they are moving forward now with that. So they're going to be adding 16 beds, making them into bunk beds, and so there'll be, you know, more room, more space, everything. The estimated time, according to Weld Pro LLC, who got the quote, so won the bid, I guess, is about a week and a half to fabricate them, and then a couple of days to install them. So it shouldn't take too long, and that's going to be a huge help, I know, for the Fremont County Detention Center. I know Sheriff Lee's been working really hard at that, as well as J.R. Oakley, the maintenance supervisor over there. So pretty great that that's going to be moving forward and helping that overcrowding issue.
For sure. I want to give a shout out to a young Dubois resident. Betty was featured on Sesame Street. If you haven't seen this video, go check it out at county10.com. She submitted a video to Big Bird and to Elmo, telling them about her Wyoming lifestyle. It's adorable. Betty is awesome. She's got her Wyoming state flag t-shirt on, and tells Sesame Street what it's like living in Dubois, Wyoming. How cool is that?
That's really great.
Yeah, for sure.
Good job, Betty.
Go check that video out. Another shout out to Dubois residents. The oldest known Dubois resident hit the century mark this last week, I think.
No, this week. This week? Okay. This week, yeah.
And you get to go chat with him.
Yeah, so I headed on up to Dubois a week ago today, actually, and got to chat with Robert Hildebrand. He turned 100 on Monday the 17th, but he's a lifelong Wyomingite. He was mostly in the Casper area. He was born in a teeny tiny town out between Casper and Douglas called Carryhurst, Wyoming.
So weird that I've never heard of Carryhurst. I've been here forever. I know there's a lot of little places like that, but I've been all over that area, and I had never heard of it.
So it's not on the map. I tried to look because I was going to get like a little bit more general idea of where it's at. And not on the map. So I did try to find that. So he was born and spent most of his life in the Casper area. So as a young man, he was in Carryhurst. His family, they were sheep herders. which is pretty cool because their family's sheep wagon is actually was donated to the Wyoming Pioneer Memorial Museum in Douglas.
Nice.
So I called them up and had them send me a few photos. So they've got those on our on the County 10 article there. So it's pretty cool to see that and kind of see, because he was describing different things which are in the post about being in the sheep wagon. So it's kind of cool to actually see that.
Yeah.
And be able to share that as well. So that's really awesome. So thank you again to the Pioneer Memorial Museum for sending those to me.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was actually a longtime politician in Casper. So he was the mayor for a few years, and then he sat on the council for several more years. So very exciting there. And a lot of the policies that he helped implement are actually still active today, he shared, which was really awesome. But yeah, he's great living up there in Dubois, has some family nearby. It's really exciting, and he was really fun to chat with. So happy birthday again, Robert, yeah. And thanks again for letting me come chat with you.
Definitely happy birthday, and I think doing those human interest stories is really cool on our Fremont County friends and neighbors.
Yeah.
And again, I know you are too, but I, especially through my wife, who's a history teacher, enjoy learning about history and the way things were centuries ago, and just hearing stories about how things have changed over the last 100 years is amazing. So go check that story out at county10.com. Just to give people an idea of what your days are like, especially on Tuesdays, last week you got up bright and early to hit the county commissioner's meeting and then went to a meeting all night in Shoshone.
Yep.
And this week you went to the county commissioner's meeting bright and early in Lander and went to the Riverton City Council meeting, which starts at 7 and goes into the night. This week, though, at the Riverton City Council meeting, there were some new Riverton police officers and dispatchers that got sworn in.
Yes, so we had 3 new police officers and 2 new dispatchers join the Riverton Police Department. So got to go see them be sworn in by Riverton's Mayor Richard Gard. So that was really fun to see, and you can definitely tell they're super excited about their new roles. But yeah, so you'll be 3 new faces out there covering Riverton, and then 2 new voices on the dispatch. So that's pretty exciting, and congratulations again to all those new officers and dispatchers.
Definitely some photos up at county10.com to check those out. I want to give a real quick note about state high school championship swimming here. We should have some final results early afternoon, and Lander is in first place right now. They had a really good first day at the state swim meet at Laramie High School this year, and they won 10 preliminary events. The finals happened today at 10 a.m., so based on when you're listening to this, it's probably already underway, or you may already be able to find the results at county10.com. But if Lander wins the 24th consecutive championship, which is absolutely insane to do at anything, we'll for sure be there and get some interviews and cover that for you at county10.com. But congrats to the Lander swimmers who are crushing it again, and congrats to the Riverton High School swimmers as well, who are doing very well too and getting some individual accomplishments. But that should be fun. And I want to reach out to the Wyoming Activities Association and see if there has ever been a streak like this before, because I know there's been a few good long ones in volleyball, basketball, wrestling, but I don't think anybody's reached 24 in a row.
Wow. Yeah, that's really an accomplishment.
Yeah, very, very unprecedented there, and Lander just continues to dominate in the swimming pool. The ladies do really well, too, and have a streak going of their own, so we'll for sure follow more swimming at county10.com. A lot of fun stuff coming up this weekend.
Yes, lots of great stuff. Kicking it off, we've got Friends of the Riverton FFA hosting their annual scholarship fundraiser for graduating Riverton High School FFA members, happening at the Riverton Elks Lodge, 5 p.m. Saturday night. Food, games, prizes, auction items, so much more. Full details available on the 10 guide and at county10.com. Another fundraiser we've got is for Lander resident Marvin Osterman. Sorry if I'm mispronouncing that. Happening also Saturday, 22nd at 5 p.m. It's actually going to be at the Lander Elks Lodge. So lots of things happening at the Elks Lodge this weekend. And for those of you interested in the arts, we've got Opera Wyoming from 7 to 9 at CWC in the Robert A. Peck Theater. So tons of great stuff there. Check it out, 10 Guide. If you've got events going on that you want the community to know, it's free to add them on there. Really great. Sometimes gets a shout out, like it's happening right now. Mm-hmm. So really awesome. Just keep everybody in the know. 10 Guide, county10.com. Just add them in there.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah. I've said it and I'll say it again. There are so many nice usable calendars through different entities and we're not trying to disrupt that. But the one I use the most as a user is by far the 10 Guide page now. And I think everybody contributing their events to it really helps. It helps you and I and everybody here at County 10 and all the residents know exactly what's going on. You're able to filter through categories if you're looking for a specific thing. If you're looking for stuff to do in Dubois this weekend, you can filter through all that, whatever it is. But it also lets County 10 know your stuff is going on. There's so many things that happen in this very wide community, and it lets you and I know some of the things going on, so maybe we can show up and cover them or at least reach out and find more information.
Yeah, absolutely. And once again, yeah, if you have tips, anything, stories, cool stuff, photos, whatever, tips@county10.com. We're happy to see those and share what we can. And just, yeah, community support is needed.
Yeah, definitely. All right, Amanda, go get back to your job. And thanks for coming in. We'll chat thanks, again Jared. Next week.
Okay. The County 10 podcast is recorded in the 10Cast studio, powered by Porters. It's produced and hosted by Jared Anderson. Special thanks to Bells and Bows Clothing Boutique, the Shoshone Rose Hotel and Casino, the Wyoming Department of Transportation, Elevate Rehab, and Rendezvous Dental. Follow 10Cast on Facebook and Twitter. For more podcasts, events, and Fremont County news, visit county10.com.